mates, well, welcome to the, should be the last of these meetings, and it looks like we've done a good job here, and we'll just go through the final details. Okay, well, the minutes of the last meeting, we'll take those as read. Okay, the next thing we'll have a look at the prototypes and look at the evaluation criteria and finance, and then which is tied up with production, and then we can close. So Pat, if you'd like to present your proposals.
Okay, we basically have the same kind of layout here. It's just you hold it like this, and it gets kind of molded to the shape of your hand, basically. On the left, we've got the scroll for the volume. On the right, we have buttons for the channels up and down, and that kind of, so you can hold it and scroll, you can hold it and push. This is the power key. It's kind of like the biggest, you know how to turn it on. That's the little menu key. This is the infrared section, so you can, it'll be sending rays, and if you're, you know, pointing it like that, you can send it.
Yep.
Or if you hold it up like that, it'll send
good.
It.
Good.
We've got a microphone there, which for all the voice commands, you can you know, talk to it like that, and it'll still kind of send.
Right.
The logo is down there.
Uh-huh.
And Hurt just has the cover on it, and you can see, like, it just kind of goes, the red bits of the cover, it kind of goes over everything, and there's holes for the buttons to come through.
And so we figured it would be kind of, you know, a lightweight plastic, just kind of a light, nondescript gray, so that people want to buy the covers. And then the covers will be that sort of rubbery material, like they make iPod covers, so they kind of just stretch over.
Show me age, I don't know what iPod covers are like.
Yeah, they're kind of, it's just kind of a rubbery, and that way, you know, spongy black is something that people wanted.
Right.
And it just sort of stretches over, and that way, I think, probably helps protect it a little bit, too, as well.
But it's also easier to put on versus, like, mobile covers. You actually have to screw them on and stuff, and you kind of sometimes have to get someone to do that for you. This is very much, you just be able to stretch it over to yourself, and it'll be fine.
Okay,
and
good.
Stay on, and then the buttons come through, and so, and then each one of them on the very end will have the logo with the yellow circle.
And that'll be on the covers as well.
I mean, it's a detailed point. I just wonder. I mean, how will people put these down? I wonder.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. I thought for some strange reason I had it in my mind that they put them down vertically, but
you could broaden it out a bit so it would stand.
No, because if they're going to have it as a, you know, as a fashion item.
Yeah.
It's just a minor detail point. As you say, just make the base a little bit bigger.
Yeah, we can just widen it out.
And it just needs another logo somewhere. It's all. It just gives people the option, and if they've got them. In fact, it occurs to me they might actually have several lines upon the.
The overall
concept is
somewhere like that.
So
it would be balanced.
The
final product would actually stand up.
These were minor details. I think the basic concept is absolutely bang on. It certainly meets our criteria of being looking different. So good. That's excellent. Right. Let us. What's on the next one? Oh right, yes, let's have a look at the finance. We're given a clear design brief. Try and get the spreadsheet up. Oh.
maximize them.
Good. This is why we need to make these things simple, so the boss can understand. Now, this is a company's costing for various aspects of design, and I've treated some of these slightly liberally, given the constraints placed on us. For instance, if they require us to have it in the corporate colours, then that is not a special colour, that's a standard colour. So we're just simply on batteries. The one decision I've had to make is that we will have to find this a regular standard chip to do this with, and I'm certain that they are around, so that I don't think is a serious problem. The voice sensor is expensive, but we made a basic decision that was absolutely fundamental to the design, so that has to stay. And again, the shape of the case means that it's expensive to make because of the double curves. But on the other hand, because of our overall fashion concept, we should exceed the sales targets. It's simply made of plastic, so that's no problem. And just because the whole thing, the colour of the whole thing, that's there's some cost there. We haven't actually got a scroll wheel, we've got push buttons and a simple slider, so and the buttons are I don't know the special colour. Anyway, the costings are coming at exactly on target at 12.5, but I think we have a very strong case to argue that what we've got is so innovative and different that any slight compromise we have to make on cost is offset by the concept of it being a fashion accessory and having the interchangeable covers. So if the management expect us to be technologically innovative, that they have to accept that we can't operate absolutely within the constraints that they give. So we present this as the company's way forward, and I think we can argue that we have coming on budget. Okay. Does anybody want to, Andrew, what do you want to say about
evaluation?
The evaluation, where we're at.
The product or the project?
The product.
Well, my presentation just now?
Yep.
Sure. Can I get that?
Oh, sorry. Yeah. Clicks in the microphone.
There we go. Oh. Method of evaluation, testing the product, just to just see if I met all the criteria, all the conditions that we set out to solve. From the point of view of the consumer and the management. So what I've been asked to do is on the whiteboard gauge our team response to these questions. So on a scale of 1 to 7, 1 being true and 7 being false.
7 being a nice round number to work with.
Yeah. And then at the end take an average.
1 for true in seven of the fillets.
Yes. So one of these questions, is the device flashing if I should?
Well, I think that's
definitely
absolutely.
So also technologically innovative?
Yes,
yeah,
the
no.
best technology indeed.
Easy to use?
I don't seem
yeah.
to have made it any easier.
suitable for consumer?
Totally.
Yeah, I think it made me met all of the consumer.
Yeah. Is it complicated?
No.
No.
You're very well so far. functional?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can be found easily. Yeah, I mean,
speak
about that.
Yeah.
Take long to learn to use, shouldn't it? Less buttons, I must be.
All the rest of it's all age groups.
I think it will, because I mean, older people who can't manage the buttons anyway will actually. Probably like the voice.
Although the other days it starts saying that old people will be less likely to be aged from it, but the increased functionality, the ease of use of the device might make up.
I don't think we're actually charging a particular premium anyway in the end.
I think it will tend to appeal more to younger age groups just because we have gone with the fashion focus, and the younger people will be more conscious of that aspect of it. But I think it still appeal on a certain
it will appeal for different reasons.
Yeah, I think it's
the
simplicity of it. Not having to learn to program and not having a million buttons.
I think we can reasonably say it's another one. Why not?
can you just click my message? And what did you mean?
In my interpretation of management instructions. Is that yes, it meets the requirement. It's television only. It's simple to use. It's within budget. Yes, and any minor points we argue. So I think we've done an amazing job in there.
Well done.
Coming up with what?
So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 11, 11, 11, 11, 11. Average of 1.
You need a calculator for that.
And that roughly concludes my evaluation of this.
Okay. I'm going to get my cable back. Right. Either of you want to say anything?
I don't think so. I mean, I think we worked well together and looked really at what the consumers wanted and what we were trying to make, and seemed to discuss things pretty well and come to a good consensus.
Well, that's right. I mean, this slide here, I mean, the satisfaction with room for creativity, I mean, I think we've allowed ourselves as much creativity as the product allows. I would comment on leadership, teamwork. I think we've, and the everybody's worked pretty well together. There's that coat with the whiteboard and digital pens. I think the results speak for itself. New ideas found. Again, given a relatively everyday product, I think we've very, very effective. effectively come up with a new approach. Are the costs within budget? Yes. Is the project evaluated? We're all happy that it meets all the criteria. Thank you very much indeed.
Cool.
I think that's.
Yeah.
I think we can go for an early bath. So I call the meeting closed.
Okay.
Not sure how far ahead it's scheduled well then.